This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all.
Oh, girl, in that case, I don't want no part. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Maryville University is one of our great sponsors. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu.
All right, some quick housekeeping. Frank, do you think there is, what percentage do you think is out there that doesn't think I know we have an NBC affiliate in town? Do you think it's less than 1%?
So there'd be one person in town.
Maybe one. Okay, so Channel 5 has the Saturday Blues game, and kudos to them. It's great fun to have a Blues playoff game on your air. Last night, everybody's clamoring for starting times. It would have come out like 10 o'clock, 10:30, forget. But so like, hey, here are the, and then everybody immediately said, oh, great, now we have the times. Where are the games? And I said, I believe game one is going to be on NBC Sports Network. And I believe game two will be on NBC, but I'm not sure if we have a local affiliate. That's all, just being stupid. That's all. Who decides to chime in and chastise me? Hockey Bob, who I've always mocked for his dense behavior. And it's him who said, hey, Martin, there's a USA, CNBC,
like
NBC Sports Network, Universal. It's all part of the same programming. And he said, you as a sports director should know this. Good God, Hockey Bob. That's all I can say. It's a joke.
Now, look.
It was a joke.
Just because NBC owns all those properties and you do get them on a cable package doesn't necessarily mean that you'll always have an affiliate. I seem to recall not being able to watch a football game because a certain local affiliate was off the air locally back in the winter.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know,
on your cable
carriage
package.
Rights disputes can be between individual affiliates and the major property or company that owns them. What? NBC owns USA, but NBC doesn't own KSDK.
So if KSDK were in a feud with Charter, you're saying it may not,
yes,
in fact, be.
See?
Five is on your side, right, Frank?
That's right.
Nice. I
Thanks.
Keep seeing those
Thank
IBW
you,
signs.
Hockey Bob, for making me laugh and then making me angry. You can call in during the hard line. All right, time for five for Frank. 3, 2, 1.
Five, time to tee four, up the three. Hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you heard Rex Ryan, or maybe you didn't, say that he thinks Drew Locke is going to be the next Blake Bortles.
Ooh.
What are your thoughts on sexy Rex coming in with that?
Well, I love Rex Ryan. The other day, he said about Josh Rosen, guy was a tennis player. How could he be an NFL quarterback? And he questioned his whole background and stuff, so I love the colorful quotes. I think he's going to be wrong, but I admire a man for being fun.
Especially a guy. Now, he may have decided he's not getting back in the league because a lot of those guys get those seats, and they're still trying to campaign to get back in the league. So everybody's a great player. Everybody's a great coach. Maybe he's at the point where he just...
That's what John Gruden did.
Loved every player.
He loved every pick in the NFL draft. This GM's got it. He knows what he's doing.
And just remember, this is the same guy who evaluated quarterbacks and went with Mark Sanchez for years and years.
With Rex.
Credibility with quarterbacks, I'm not sure, Rex. He just stick to, you know, being on ESPN and being a blowhard. And
wow. Wait a minute. He loved Rex. He just walked into a hot take. Now he's mad at him. He's mad
Sorry,
at him.
Sorry, my costing. Inner lock came out.
Do you know how much... How many original Pancake House visits I can have with this $200? You shut it, Rex. All right, number two, you are Josh Rosen. How do you feel? You were drafted 10th overall last year, and the Arizona Cardinals could very well be picking your replacement tonight.
Well, look, they're falling in love with this guy. There's nothing you can do. It'd be like if George Clooney and Kim met up. I mean, you would have to say, okay, Kim, you got George Clooney. I'll move aside.
I thought she married me because I reminded her of George Clooney.
So, you know, look, I think the best thing for Josh Rosen is to get into a spot where he can eventually be the starting quarterback, and that may be the New York Giants, which would be perfect after a year of learning, you know, from Eli. So, I don't know. If you're losing out to Kyler Murray, there's really no embarrassment.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the vice president, and I'm in close touch with him. If something came up, I would check with him, of course.
Alexander,
right. I didn't want you to actually play that right then.
Okay.
But we did get a text. You ever notice when Martin comes on, he always says Martin and Frank instead of Frank and Martin. And then he says, still Alexander Haig after all these years. Well, nicely done.
As of now, I am control here. Well, it's alphabetical. Martin before Frank, okay? All right. True or false, Paul Goldschmidt is having the quietest, unbelievable start. He's got an 11-game hitting streak. We don't really talk about him. He doesn't fall down in left field or wear a weird colored sleeve. Like, nobody talks about him. What's he on pace for? He's got as many homers as Ozuna, but doesn't
he? Do they both have nine?
They both have nine. But
so they're on pace for 61? Or is it?
What was Ozuna on pace for?
He's on pace for 61. Both on pace for
they
61.
They both
dingers.
Have nine.
This is Maris and Mantle.
We got
But don't we sit there and go, God, Ozuna's in that contract here. He's really crushing it after the terrible start. Paul Goldschmidt quietly has nine homers. He's got an 11-game hitting streak. It's unbelievable how unassuming he is, and it translates almost into our coverage of him. Like, oh, he's just really good. Quiet, and he's not off to a great start, is he? He's got nine homers.
Have we ever, like, think about, like, somebody really elite in that clubhouse who's also so genuinely humble and really easy to deal with?
Let's see.
I mean, I know who you're talking about.
Albert?
Beltran.
Carlos.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. And we got him in the sunset of his career, but you're right, in terms of elegance and being really sweet. Yeah,
I really liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Super nice. And beyond media dealings, which I realize people get sick of hearing about, although when Terry Black brings in that food today in the next half hour, we'll be back to our food
picks.
Did we
have a shot at that?
I don't know. Did he ever respond to you?
No. He's got time.
Yeah, half hour.
But beyond media dealings, I would see Beltran, and he's the guy leaving the field where a fan would yell for a ball. He always stopped. Or there'd be somebody who brought a kid in a wheelchair. Whatever. He was always the guy who stopped. That guy is the real deal. But Goldschmidt, again, a very polite, quiet guy. You know, we walked over to his locker on Sunday, and I don't even know. Is he a real religious guy? I guess I got that,
who's that?
Sense, Goldschmidt. Do we even know
that? I think he's a Christian. Yeah.
I don't know it for a fact, but it was kind of awkward because I'm the first guy to him, and we're waiting for the cameras to assemble. And there's really nothing to talk about, so I just said, hey, Paul, happy Easter. And he said, same to you. And I came back.
I'm atheist. I don't care.
Charlie's like, dude, how do you know? Yeah, Charlie's like, dude, why'd you go there? And I said, I don't know. What? I guess I thought he was religious because he's such a nice guy. I don't know. Not all the religious guys are nice. I mean, Frank is, but... Anyway.
During his 11-game hitting streak, by the way, his slash line is .391 average, a .451 on base, and a .652 slugging.
But it's been kind of a quiet start.
It's
for
a quiet .652 slugging.
It's unbelievable.
.594 on the year. The average actually is kind of down, but everything else is right where it should be.
The only team better than the Cardinals, your Tampa Bay Rays.
Led
that?
By Tommy Pham.
How about that?
Read his slug line. This is unbelievable.
Because he's got four homers. I did look that up. He's hitting around .290.
He's batting .304 with a .420 on base percentage. He has 18 walks and 18 strikeouts on the year.
18 walks already?
God, is he unbelievable.
Can you see if he's given great sound to those folks as well? Can we just have a random fam clip of...
He did say Tampa should lead, like they should move the
you
team,
know what,
right?
Brian, we should request it through their PR person.
Try to get Fam on?
And get him on, yeah.
Do it, yeah, sure.
All the nice things we said about him.
I just wonder how much coverage they get, that team in Tampa.
Cares.
Because we should be looking to see what sound he's... I don't care about his slash line. I want to know what sound he's putting out there for the people of Tampa.
And Tampa is an excellent pitching team. One of the pitchers they got from the Pirate trade with Archer, Tyler Glasnow, is 4-0 with a whip of under 1.920. He's off to a great start. They're good.
Number four, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Give me your pick to click tonight. A player you just got a hunch is going to have a big moment or a big game or play real well.
You know what? I'm going to go Pat Maroon. St. Louis in second round, good vibe about him, fearless. I'm going to go Maroon. How about you?
I'm going to go Colton Parayko. I don't know why.
I like that too.
I used to I am that Hoosier that yells, shoot the puck, shoot the puck. Maybe a little power play, and I wouldn't mind him firing one off. I'd just like to see a couple, even strength. I want to see him let it rip a few times.
Here's what happens. It goes off Parayko's stick, and the Stars win in overtime. And make sure we play this clip tomorrow.
100%.
Terry Black texting, he said, you rang. No, actually, we were discussing whether the Super Smugglers would be coming at 11:45 or
high afternoon. Well, we got till 1. Terry, you got time.
No, we don't.
We're here till 1.
I'm here till like 5 o'clock.
So Hoff is here till 5.
About you two.
Larry Connor's like, I'll be in at 4. What time's the food?
Yeah, he will be.
So we got time. We were basically saying to Terry, our friend at Super Smugglers, we would relive our draft memories of the past by enjoying some of
his. Now, was it just round 1 or was Super Smugglers, was it that first Saturday when it used to be like rounds 1 through 3 back in the day?
Yeah.
Because he could bring in food today and tomorrow.
Did the food tail off a little bit?
Yeah.
Now, in the old days, it was a Saturday-Sunday draft.
Yes.
And then the greatest thing was on Sunday mornings, they had like an omelet station.
Ooh, who can bring that here?
I hate to give the NFL any credit, but moving the first round to its own night was genius. Because it used to be they would have a first-round pick, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, here comes the second round. Here comes the third round. We're going to introduce them tomorrow. They're all coming in.
And it used to start at a weird time, too, like 10 on a Saturday morning.
Right. But how stupid were they?
Yeah.
I feel like the first and second round should be one night because of the fact that you have the awkward moments when – you know, a guy who was late in the first round
tweeners.
Came anyways.
So, like,
and you
Drew Locke's
got to
stay tonight into tomorrow.
Oh, God. Why? That's just a bad example.
You know they're not going to stay till the third round, so I think the first and second would be more. But you like that drama. People like that.
I'm sorry. We're going to have some arbitrage. I'm going with the first round only on one night. And it was on Fox for like a year. Didn't we have the draft?
Now they're going big time. ABC.
ABC. They just took it away from us. We're like, okay,
going
that's
Division
fine.
One.
Wow. There's no one here in this market to take offense to that comment, though, because KDNL doesn't have any like news people.
I do want to walk
in there. Shout at Joby Smith.
Don't you want to walk into their building one day?
Former sports director.
Just see what's going on in there?
Yeah.
Are they just vending machines that haven't been reloaded? Are they just empty desks everywhere?
How about this?
It's still a station.
In top 20 markets, how many markets don't have ABC local news?
Oh, I would think that's
like the only one.
It's a really weird deal. I would love to walk into the building because you still have salespeople. You still have does ABC have the Bachelor? You have the NBA Finals. There's still programming that you can go out and sell. I just think it's got to be a lot of empty offices. It's got
to
be weird.
Hard to sell too, right? When it's just you're just selling national programming to some spots here
and
there.
All right, 5 for Frank, number 5. If the NLDS began tomorrow, potential 5-game series. Let's just say it starts at home. It's at Busch. Who's your game 1 starter? And then give me your game 2 starter.
You say tomorrow?
Yeah, this is tomorrow.
Gosh.
This isn't in October.
That is such a tough question.
This is no hedging, okay?
Well, I think I trust Jack Flaherty's stuff a little more. Yeah. As much as I'd love to choose Waino, no, I'm going Jack.
I might go Waino game 2. Isn't that crazy?
I wish now I had one more start of Miles before I could make that
decision.
Right,
he's coming off a really good one. But Michael, in the history last year, was road, so I'd save him for 3, maybe?
I think you do almost have to play the splits game with Wainwright. And this has been going back a couple years now, where he's really good at Busch, but not so good away.
He was good in Mexico. Remember, he gave up two solos, right?
He was kept in too long.
I think
Mexico.
He had 6. No, he got into the 7th before he gave up the second run.
Yes.
All right, so if they're playing at Busch or Mexico, you give them the start, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Isn't it a crazy thought that right now, your first 2 playoff games, you'd probably have Wainwright and Flaherty. Now, again, Michaelis could come out in his next start and do it again, and then he's back to where he was.
Somehow I think when it's really a question in October, it's not going to be Wainwright's in the first 2 games.
I wonder if there is a new name we're discussing. In the event they make the postseason.
Dallas Keuchel reference.
Someone.
Like a Reyes, you mean?
I think it was a Reyes. Someone new, because I'm not sure this rotation that's currently constructed
now,
gets you a division title.
Down in Terre Haute, Indiana, there is a passionate Cardinal fan who texted me last night at 11 o'clock. He says, we are $28 million under tax threshold, meaning we can spend $28 million more this year and not get hurt by luxury tax. So sign Dallas Keuchel.
Is that a
Dom
be box?
Studying?
Is that a box?
Why isn't Dom studying?
Is that a box for Keuchel?
He's studying payrolls for the Cardinals instead of accounting down in Indiana State.
Dom, I looked at some of your math grades. They're way under. Why are you doing all these all the number crunching for Cardinal baseball?
And then he directs me to Luxury Tax Tracker website.
And then he writes, I don't care how much money's in the DeWitt Grandkids Trust Fund. You taught me this, Dad, years ago.
And the last note is send food.
Box for down. Is he wasting away now? Without the box for down?
No, they just keep putting weight on them. You get that
meal card.
And then I hate it when college kids complain about dorm food. I've been into those cafeterias at Terre Haute. You can come in there and you can have pancakes and waffles and eggs every morning, sandwiches, salads, burgers at lunch, all sorts of entrees and desserts at dinner. Don't ever complain about food.
Hey, Dom, is your dad coming again? Yeah. Is he going to really be sitting with us at breakfast and lunch in the dorms?
Can he really use your card?
Did he tried
Frank
to
brings his own fork.
He tried to swipe a Gatesworth card.
We're doing food picks down here. Here.
All right, five for Frank. Every day, 11 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Greenville University.
We'll take a break. We're coming right back.